praise the Lord. Say, well, praise the Lord. What do you see today? What do you see today? What do you believe? What do you hear? What do you know? What do you believe is true? Jesus. He said, I am the way. He's not, you know, sometimes people act like his word gets in their way. You know, can't do what I want to do. Got to do what he says. Can't say what I want to say. Got to say what he says. Can't think the way I want to think. Got to think like he thinks. Just like he says. Want to do what I want to do, but I got to do what he said to do. It's what he said. How do we do it? Not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of Lords. Come on, say it. Not by might, or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. He is great God, the Lord of heaven and earth. God beyond all the stars, beyond all the decades and generations of time. He is the Lord ever-present, God all-sovereign, Lord, Redeemer, Holy One, righteousness, truth, life, joy, peace, wisdom, understanding, eternity. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. For God so loved the world. Think it. For God so loved the world. You ever think of it like that? For God so loved the world. Where do you ever hear that? How many times through Scripture do you say God so loved anything like it says when it says, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. We have a little broken theology that God is fixing in our generation. Few generations. You all know that. Little broken theology. God wants us to do what Jesus said. Jesus was preaching, he was talking, he was teaching one day, and the word says the people would have kept him where he was, but he says, I have to go and declare, I have to go and preach, Jesus said, the good news of the kingdom of God. Jesus was excited about preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. And if we're going to emulate who he is, what should we be preaching? What should we be preaching? What did he tell the disciples? He said, go into all the world and say this. Listen to this. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Sometimes people want to be a part of the kingdom of God, but they don't want to repent. And that creates some broken theology. And that kind of cultivates a broken world, broken people. But Jesus said, I came to heal the sick who are among you. He said, heal the sick and preach the good news of the kingdom of God. So I prophesy to the people that are sick today, people that are dying today, people that are afraid today, people that are unsure, people that are wrestling. I prophesy the kingdom of God is at hand. The good news of the word of Jesus Christ is the Lord heal you, the Lord restore you, the Lord comfort you, the Lord encourage you, the Lord strengthen you, the Lord raise you up, the Lord fortify you, the Lord show you his goodness, the Lord stir up an excitement of joy and peace and power in you. The presence of the living God make himself known wherever you are today. Your healer God is present to heal you, to save you, to free you totally and completely. Be renewed, be healed, be restored in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on. I can do what Jesus said. I can believe all that he did. I can walk in the way of his peace and his joy and his presence. Don't you just love it when you can feel the presence of God? You can just feel his presence. You can just feel joy. You may look at certain things and listen, this is not the time to be thinking about your issues or your things, whatever it is. Your home issues, your relationship issues, your business issues, your church issues. This is not the time to think about that. This is a time to worship God. This is a time to repent. Now, repentance isn't only about hitting your knees and say, God, I'm sorry. Repentance is about a change of perspective. It's about a change of mind. See, when Jesus entered into the world, and what an incredible thing that was, he began to change people's mind with the truth because he said, you have believed a lie, broken theology. And he said, I am everything that the law was about, but I have come to fulfill it in myself. Repentance is the power to change your mind. You shouldn't think that you repent in this sense, that you just repent one time. Oftentimes, we need to repent daily. I'm not talking about doing wrong and repenting because you did wrong. I'm talking about having an elevated sense of God's presence. You know, when you're facing something that is challenging you, and you just think, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to put that all aside, and I'm just going to praise the Lord. You're repenting. You're changing your mind. And there's power in setting your mind on him. I mean, really, really setting your mind on God so the power and the authority of the kingdom can reign and rule through you. For God so loved the world. I see a massive spirit of repentance. I see people getting out of hospital beds who were diagnosed with a death sentence. I see them getting up out of their bed and saying, I am healed, for the kingdom of God is in my grasp. The kingdom of God is at hand. I see people with broken relationships, husbands and wives, who've tried everything they know to do to make the wrong about their relationship right and have felt as though they have absolutely failed. And they're ready to split and go their separate way. I declare to you, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. When you can't talk it out, praise it out. When you can't figure it out, worship it out. When you can't put it together in your head, let Christ fill your mind with thanksgiving. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord because he is Lord of all. For God so loved this world. God God so loves you that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not, could not, will not perish, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I prophesy over those of you that have struggled and contended emotionally. You deal with anxiety, uncertainty. I prophesy, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The glory of the living God bring you together. Free your minds from despair. The glorious kingdom of God be revealed in your spirits, your minds, your bodies, your relationships, your business, your family. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Don't see yourself dying. See yourself alive in the kingdom. Don't see yourself just going home. Not today. When God wants you, he'll take you. For God so loved the world that he gave of himself, gave his life, gave of his presence, gave of his power. For God so loved the world, that's what he did. You can take your seats, but just stay right here. For God so loved the world, that's what he did. He made a world in his image and his likeness, and he loved it. God loves what he made. God loves what he made just the way he made it. God loves the way he made you and exactly the way he formed you to be. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He's the one, first, the last, the beginning, the end. He which was and is to come, the everlasting Lord. God ever present, God ever power, Lord always with you. For those of you that struggle with depression, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I prophesy, repent. Receive the good news of the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is within your grasp. Rejoice in the Lord. Bless his name right here, right now, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever you're looking at, whatever you're facing. Even if you say, this is the greatest day of my life right here, right now, worship God. He'll show you a greater day than you've ever seen. The Lord is your healer, your healer, your healer. Don't believe a lie. Believe the truth. He is your life. Don't be sad. Don't be angry. Don't be mad, but rejoice. The Lord wept for you when he wept over Jerusalem, when he prayed in the garden unto God and said, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. He prayed for you. God heard him. Jesus said, my Father always answers me, always, because I always do those things that please him. God is with me. Something incredible is taking place in this place and out there. Everyone viewing, everyone that hears this, the presence of the Lord. He's building something around you. I see the earth swallowed up in praise. I see heaven touching the earth. I see people's eyes wide open saying, I have never seen it in this fashion. When the word of God said, whatever we release from the earth is released from the heavens. I see it happening. I see heaven coming down. I see the kingdom of God reigning and ruling. I see Jesus. I see the Son of God. I see the glory of the Father. I hear it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I see a great outpouring of the Spirit of God. It looks like the Spirit of God is a massive rain cloud all over the nations of the earth. And the Spirit of the Lord has begun to rain down on the earth that God so loves. I see the dead being raised. I see the sick being healed. I see the brokenhearted restored. I see those that are in captivity set free. I see prison doors breaking wide open. People coming out who have sought the Lord and asked God to heal and deliver them, who felt like they were in a time of waiting. And God says, there is no waiting. Repent, change your mind. Look and see me, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I see the brightness, the dawning of a new day. I see people who have been held in honor and influence. Those whom you have never have thought would stand up on stages and platforms and television, on their podcasts and all forms of communication, declaring, I have come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have come to believe in Yeshua. I have come to believe that there is a risen Savior. I have come to believe that it is no longer I that lives, but it is Christ that lives in me. I have come to know my God and the power of His might and the glory of His resurrection. I see the Lord coming in all of His greatness and His glory. I see the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I see heaven coming down. Heaven coming down. Heaven coming down. Wait a minute. Heaven's raining down. Heaven's raining down. Heaven's raining down. Heaven's raining down. In the last days, says God, I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Young and old, they will dream dreams, see visions, and prophesy. And they will declare the wonders and the glory of God. And the earth shall be filled with the glory and the presence of the Lord. I see the rain coming down. And then I see out of the earth an emergence of the kingdom of God rising up as though it was literally springing out of the earth that God so loves. I see a mustard seed. It's the kingdom of God. I see the wheat. I see the fruit of harvest in the earth. I see an outbreak of praise around the world. Groups are gathering outdoors, indoors, confessing their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and no one even tries to stop them. They are not policed by the ordinances of man. They are not silenced by the doctrine. They are not bound by the prison. They are not chained by the shackles. They're no longer afraid to stand before believers and those that believe not and say, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. I see platforms that begin one way and end up as a revival, end up with the outpouring of the Spirit of God. I see people standing on the stage that came to receive a reward, and they begin to prophesy. The glory of God fills the house, and people begin to shout. And you say, is this event? Is this an event? Or is this church? What is going on in this place. I see the glory of the Lord, an outbreak of God's presence in every forum around the world. Build your houses, says the Lord. I'll fill them. Build your arenas. I'll fill them. Move forward. Fear not, for I'm with you every step of the way. He says, I am the Lord that leads you. I am God that goes before you. I not only strengthen you, says the Spirit of wonder. I am your strength. The canopy once broke open in judgment upon the world. I see another canopy. This canopy is the glory of God. I see it broke open as it was in the day of Noah. So it is in our day. The canopy of the heavens are broken open, and a rain is coming down from God. This is not a rain of judgment. This is an outpouring of the glory of God. I see the earth broken open. But it is not waters that gush forth out of the earth. It is the planting of the Lord. It is the kingdom of God. It is the glory of the living God. He has planted his seed in the earth. I see a new heaven. I see a new earth. I see the glory of God manifest. We worship the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. For God so loves you. For God so loves the world that He gave to change your mind, realign, to show you what the kingdom of God really is. Eyes have been shut tightly. Vision dimmed because of fear and misunderstanding. But the Lord your healer is opening the eyes of the nations. We have come to a beginning of a resurrection to life. We have come to a time where the resurrection of Jesus Christ is bringing that which was dead to life again. Renewing the minds of generations past. I see doctors anointed to pray for people. I see them putting down their instruments for a moment as they begin to minister under the authority and the auspices of the presence and the power of God. Doctors are going to pray for you, patients, and the Lord is going to heal you. God is going to speak to them before they come to work and tell them, that patient, pray for them. And the Lord is going to heal through those that are in place. God doesn't need to remove as much as you think. The wheat and the tares will go together, and the Lord will bring transformation. And the wheat will overcome the chaff and the tares and the weeds, and the Lord will be glorified. Why should the Lord remove a man or a woman when He can change their mind? Why should the Lord let you die when He can give you life and years so you can prophesy? And if you die, you become part of the reign of the kingdom of God because you go up in praise as the water into the heavens And we reign back down in the glory of God in His presence. For we reign and rule with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. This is that day. This is that hour. This is the hour of the Lord and of our God and of His Christ. And we praise Him. We praise You, Lord. We worship You, God. Almighty. Ever present. Omniscient. Glorious. Sovereign Lord of heaven and earth. We worship You. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and worship your God. He is not only my God. He was not only Paul's God. He is not only Elijah's God. He is not only Moses' God. He is your God. Worship Him. Lord of glory. God Almighty. Ever-present sovereign Lord, not a thing takes place in the earth that You so love except by Your release or by Your word. Heal the broken theology. For man still sees himself as an enemy against God. He still sees his sin strong enough to resist the cross. Heal the broken theology of our generation. How can he that is dead to sin live any longer therein? Don't you know that you were baptized into His death, so you were buried with Him in His likeness? And as Christ's light has shined in your heart, and you have believed Him as your Savior and Redeemer, that He has raised you again in the likeness of His resurrection, free of sin, free of darkness, death, hell, and the grave, has lost its claim over your soul. I see a canopy over the earth. It encircles the earth. It is called the glory of God. I see His face as though a reflection, but coming out of it like rain. But not the rain you know. An outpouring of His Spirit. And it rains down on the earth that God so loves. God so loves you. God so loves His world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever would just believe, only just believe in Him, would not perish but have everlasting life. He is sovereign Lord, mighty God, Prince of Peace, the brightness of the glory of the image of the Father. He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. He is forever God and forever with us. Jesus rose The earth couldn't hold on to dead bodies. They came up out of the ground. They went into the city and preached, testified of the glory of God. I see an emerging kingdom, just as Jesus said. For the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It is like a sower. It's coming up out of the earth that God so loved. Do we have to believe? Do we really have to believe that the only time we get it right, the only time we're truly free, is when we die? Are we saying it can only be right and we can only be in His presence and He can only be with us when we go there? Isn't it enough that He came here? Is it location? Or is it Jesus? Can He do what He wants to do with you here and now? He can take you away any day. He did Elijah. He can do what He wants to do, but He left you here. You're still here. I see people living far beyond 100 years old simply because they say, Lord, use me here. Be glorified here, if it pleases you to live through me by my faith in you, then so do as it pleases you. And God is glorified. He will make the earth victorious, glorious, wondrous, marvelous. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Same as in the beginning with God. In the beginning, Jesus said, I am the Alpha. I am the beginning. Jesus. Elohim. My God. Al Shaddai. Yahweh. Jesus. Jehovah. Eternal God. Lord of peace. Lord ever present. Lord present right here. The Lord present right now with you. Lord present with you at home. Sickness. I introduce to you the kingdom of God. Repent. Change your mind. You can't abide. Will the Lord share His temple with that which is unclean? No. I am the Lord God. I know no other, God says. I will not share my glory with another. Devil can't have his way with you. You're God's. You belong to the Lord. The glory of God fills your spirit. The glory of God fills your house. For the kingdom of God is within you. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Jesus said, repent. Receive the good news of the kingdom of God, because it is here. The kingdom of God is at hand. When Jesus died on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth, He made this grand, expansious, glorious, broad, out in the open, before the eyes of man, and the angels of God, the attention of heaven and earth were on him. And he said, I blotted out the handwriting of ordinance that was against you, took every accusation, every excuse, every sin, every dark spirit, every lying, deceptive voice, every dead thought, every remnant of unbelief and doubt, and I nailed it. I destroyed it on my cross. Never to remember it again. So stop reminding the Lord of your sin. He canceled the debt that was against you. Took it out of the way. So why would you remind him of something he paid so dearly for? To forget. To remove. Do you think he is Jesus, Lord and Savior? Do you believe? You can believe and receive his forgiveness. Can you believe and receive his transforming power? You can believe him as the Lord that forgets your sins. Can you believe him as the Lord that remembers you the way God created you? Can you believe as he is, so are you in this world? Something incredible happened when Jesus hung on the cross. When he was in the court and he was beaten, when the crown of thorns were placed on his head. And as he's hanging on the cross, something happened that happened only once and will never happen again. Holy, righteous, sinless blood soaked into the soil of the earth that God so loves. Holy, righteous, pure, sinless, life-giving blood soaked into the soil of the earth and reminded the earth again of the beginning. Delivered you who are taken out of the earth and made a covenant in the earth that he would bring all things to light and to life, that he would make old new, he would restore all things. There's only one thing that stands between you and that covenant, and that's you. His death and resurrection is not about us. It's about him. And because of him, he met us in our death and raised us together in his life, so his life could be within us. So it could be about him in us and us in him. Broken theology comes when people think too much about themselves, about their inabilities. They don't have a complete understanding of the cross. And that's where broken theology comes from. God has sent us here to repair those things that are broken, to speak life into those things that are dead, and to glorify God, change our minds, and declare the kingdom of God is at hand. Stand with me this morning. Great God of heaven and earth, we worship you. We praise you. Businesses will begin to thrive who have changed their minds. Some businesses will thrive and you will say, why are they thriving? They don't love the Lord. Stop judging and prophesy. See them as God sees them. He makes it rain on the just and the unjust. He makes the sun to shine on the just and the unjust. Is our theology broken so much that we only see him as the one who forgives? We declare he is Lord. Is he Lord to you? Or is he just your forgiver? Do you really have to leave here in order to get it right? If it is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me, why can't we get it right? If the kingdom of God is at hand, why can't we live it right? Build. Build. Sow your fields. Establish your flock. Build your farms. Build your businesses. Raise the roofs of revelation and not just education. Houses of wisdom and understanding. Not the dialogue of man's history. But of God's creation. For God so loves you. God so loves the world. That he gave. If the kingdom of God is in you. You know, some theologians say the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. And it meant Jesus was among them. Others say the kingdom of God is within you. Within you. Who is right? They both are. Christ was and is in our midst. And how does the kingdom then get on the inside? When a king comes into a place and it becomes his providence and he begins to reign and he begins to rule, it then becomes that king's kingdom. The place he entered becomes the kingdom. Wherever he entered, he is in that place, and in that place is the kingdom of God. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. So how does it get inside? He is called the King of Kings, the Sovereign Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is King of the kingdom. And he said, if I be in you, and you and me. He said, I'll make our abode. He said, if you love me, if you'll keep my saying, if you'll keep my word. He said, I will love you. And my Father will love you. And we will come into you. We will dwell in you. We will make our abode with you. And we will abide in you. So if the king is on the inside, so is the kingdom. and the kingdom of God reigns and rules through that which he loved so much. You are the place God has chosen to reign and rule through Christ and Christ alone. I tell you, repent for the kingdom of God. Change your mind. You don't have to die. Live. Get it right. Live, believe it right. Live it right. Love it strong. Believe it well. And watch what God is going to do through you. You are blessed of the Lord. This is the year of God and of the favor of the Lord. And the Lord will be glorified. Physicians will become instruments of God's healing presence through revelation, through insight. One time the prophet said, lay some figs on the king's body and he'll be healed. God will administer his wisdom, his spirit, and his power through the spoken word. God will give insight into technology, the fields of health. God will be glorified, as he said, in every part of the world. Because the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. We need to see Jesus every place. Every place and everything. And as God said, I'll take care of the tares. I'll take care of the thorns. You just focus on the wheat. You just focus on me. Herein is God glorified, that you bear much fruit. Father, we give you praise for your word, for your presence, for your anointing, for your spirit, and for your power. Find favor, Lord, in your earth, in your people. Our Father, our God, my God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your kingdom be manifest, through your will being done in the earth, just as it is in heaven. It is time for heaven and earth to unite. It is time to see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the hour of the Lord, of our God and his Christ. Blessed is the Lord who came in the name of the Lord. God, we give you praise. Healing to those who feel ill. Deliverance to those who feel bound. Freedom to those who struggle in prison. Liberty and fruitfulness to those that feel that your soil is dead. God, breathe life into you. God, stir you up. When you plant a seed in soil, you don't throw it on top of the ground. Soil produces seed the best when it's turned upside down. The Lord has turned upside down the soil of the earth that God so loved. Because the fruit of his word and his will is springing forth to those whom he has redeemed by his blood. And it's all by the power and the blood and the covenant of Jesus Christ. If you believe, you can go ahead and say amen. If you believe, shout amen. Amen. If you receive, shout amen.